budgets for research for acid rain this year. EPA is doing a considerable commitment to financial support, and much more than we are, frankly. NOAA is doing a bunch. It's a research. It's coordinated. Our problem is we know there is acid rain. We know that acid rain can cause serious problems. We don't know exactly what to do about it with the costs, in that there's been acid rains throughout the ages. Some of the glaciers have acid rain deposits in them. You can do testing in the jungles of South America, and you find acid rain there. So we're not always sure what to do with it, how extensive it is. With some soils, of course, it enhances the values. Others, it's detrimental to. It's a mixed bag, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. We're working with the country of Canada. Our pollution control is much further advanced than Canada, and the president has spoken to Trudeau about that, and we think we're making a progressive step forward with the research with both countries as we coordinate those efforts. I don't have a quick answer for you. People like quick answers. I don't happen to have one there or in a lot of areas. Yes?
Mr. Secretary, you mentioned the water resources projects, and of course under the Carter administration a lot of new projects were put on hold, and some that were in progress were discontinued. Also, prices were adjusted in some of the western project areas and that sort of thing. Is this being reevaluated at the present time, and what is the future?
Yes, you're quite right. At that time, the Carter administration adopted a quote, principles and standards by which to evaluate projects that really meant there will be no future projects in America. And they cut what were pending with a hit list, and then they said, here's a way we'll evaluate future projects. And anybody with any understanding quickly read it and said there will be no new projects. So we have eliminated their standards. We are putting out our own. We have committed $48 million for new starts this year. Unfortunately, in the 82 budget, there wasn't anything in the pipeline that I could have as a new start in 82. In 83, we weren't far enough along either. So we don't have a new start named in the 83 proposal. But we have set aside $48 million for new starts that will be identified in fiscal 83, projects that meet our new principles and standards, because we've got to do it. Let me dwell on that point, if I may piggyback your answer. The New England industrial Midwest states are going to have serious problems. I talked about the crisis of the 90s. We find that municipal industrial water supplies are rotting and rusting out in those states. They need to be rebuilt at the cost of billions of dollars. In the South, we need to build, at the cost of billions of dollars, more flood control, more storage, and more delivery capability. In the West, we need storage, we need delivery capability, we need municipal and industrial supplies capability, and we need more water for energy development. Going to cost us billions. And we've got to address those problems. And that's why we're going to write the principles and guidelines to allow for that, and we're going to call for cost sharing so that there will be a higher cost. This administration asked that agriculture users of water pay a better fair share than they have in the past, and we've addressed all that so beneficiaries pay more. But it's a critical problem, and if we do not look at water and get on with that quickly. And I wished our economic situation allowed us to do multiples of what we're now doing, because you can see the problem coming at us. And yet we are so handicapped with that $1 trillion debt that drains 13 cents out of every federal dollar to pay the interest on it, that we cannot commit what we ought to be committing to water resource needs for industrial, municipal, and agricultural needs, energy needs, et cetera. Yes.
Background should qualify you well for this question. We read about the desertification of America. How serious, in your view, has been overgrazing as a cause of this phenomenon?
Let me take advantage of the question again. The biggest global environmental problem is desertification. And it's caused because most of the people in the world are looking for more firewood, not for oil and gas and coal. And as they look for the firewood, they're stripping the lands of the forest. And as they strip those lands, they lose their ability, erosion comes on, they lose the topsoil, and desertification comes on. That is the biggest global problem we have in the environmental community, and it is a selfish country that won't allow for the development of a coal mine or an oil and gas field to reduce the pressures on the forest. I've read in the Audubon Society magazine that is a serious threat to the Yankee forest in the New England states because the price of heating fuel has gone up so much that there are pressures on taking that. With regard to the public lands on the western states, it is not a serious problem at this time. Unfortunately, past management of those lands has not been what it should be, and we have adopted a new program that divides those 340 million acres of grazing lands into three basic categories. Those lands which, and fortunately this is the bulk of them, the huge bulk of those lands are well managed, well taken care of, have substantial investment in them, and have good carrying capacity. We're not going to invest more money in those unless they need it. Another segment of the land, much smaller segment of the land, is an area that needs intensive management and investment, and we're going to put money, heavy money, into those fewer acres. And there's a third category of land that we call the custodial lands, and those are your desert lands that it doesn't make any difference how many trillions of dollars you might dump into them. They're not going to have high carrying capacity unless it rains. So you don't need to invest equal dollars in those lands. They're just custodial lands. You take care of them. If you get good rains or snows, they produce. If not, they don't. Unfortunately, the past administration invested equally in every acre across the land with no priorities. And we just candidly foolish management. And so by this new program that we've adopted, we'll focus the money. Desertification is a problem in a few very, very small areas, but as a whole, it's not a problem on the public lands. Man, I really give you, ask a little question, and I come at you from a global perspective down to a little few acres. Excuse me, I took advantage of you. Yes.
Last summer, I talked with Secretary Block, and he indicated that one of his top priorities at USDA was soil erosion. Does that fall in any way under the Department of Interior also?
Well, not directly, but yes, with energy. If we don't have the energy to properly farm and to properly carry out these activities, then you're going to have increased erosion, the pressures on the forest and the like. And we've got to have energy. The future of America's energy rests in the Secretary of Interior's hands. We've never had an energy crisis in America. Never have had an energy crisis in America. We've had a crisis in government that refused to manage America's lands for Americans. It's a crisis of government, not in the resource base. We've got plenty of energy. It's just bad government that's created these problems in energy. Back there.
I noticed that one of your goals is to enhance America's ability to meet its energy and mineral needs with domestic resources. How involved is your department in investigating the alternate energy sources, in particular use of grains as alternate energy?
Our department is not involved at all. The marketplace is heavily involved, and we feel that it should be developed in the marketplace, and that's coming along quite well. We even, as administration, don't fully support the subsidies that have gone into synthetic fuels and have cut that alcohol program considerably, and I was involved in those decisions and support those decisions. Am I being responsive to your question? That doesn't mean you like my answer, but am I being responsive?
Yes, you responded. I guess I would just like to make a point of saying that as a domestic resource, grains are certainly a primary one, and it seems unusual that the Department of the Interior wouldn't be somewhat more involved.
I was personally involved before I took this job with a prospective unit in Colorado where we're going to take wheat and turn it into alcohol and recover 100% of the gluten. And we simply had a difficult time in providing a market for the gluten. We worked with the country of Mexico hoping to put the gluten, protein gluten, into the tortillas and all those kind of things. And yesterday I heard a woman speaking from Israel, and she said that they figured out a way to take proteins out of cottonseed oil and have sold that protein from the cottonseed oil to Mexico for putting it in the tortillas. And I thought, my gosh, if we'd have been ahead of the Israelis on that, we could have done it. It is a tremendous domestic resource. And when you can capture the gluten resources, the protein gluten, and not waste that, but use it for human consumption and animal feed, it seems to me a tremendous potential. And the economic benefits are tremendous if you can get a marketplace for the protein glutens. So it is something that will come along, and we don't need federal subsidies on that. We're ready to go on that. I was in it. I had to liquidate all my interest, but it's a potential, and I share your interest in it, and the marketplace will provide for it. Yes, and then back here.
The House Interior Committee has reported out a bill repealing the 160-acre limitation. If and when that bill, and some other things, if and when that bill reaches the floor of the House, will the administration support it?
It's basically our bill, yes. Yes.
Yeah, why has it taken the administration so long to release its non-fuel minerals policy, and when do you expect to have the policy out?
You're looking at the problem. we developed that, and it was ready to go. It should come out this week. I thought it was going to come out Friday. I held it up because I made a switch in the administration's policy with regard to wilderness, and that needed to be reflected in that. But that's the reason it didn't come out earlier this year. But it should be out this week. I announced it was going to be out last Friday, and I was wrong, so I may be wrong again. But it's right there at the edge. You've exhausted yourselves right at 5, I guess.
Will I have a chance one more?
Yes.
Well, the Cheney-Lujan bill, according to the Washington Post here, which is not always the best source.
Usually not.
it seems that you and the committee were in disagreement over certain portions of the bill, particularly a proposal to open the wilderness areas to development after the year 2000. Have you changed your mind? What will be the likely outcome on that?
I testified for 3.5 hours on that this morning. It was equally drawn right down the partisan lines of Democrats and the Republicans, each screaming at each other this morning, with me kind of being the ping pong ball. once the Democrats go into the closed door council, they will come out with the Cheney-Lujan bill in concept. They'll put a new number on it so they can call it their bill and denounce me for it. But our bill will be basically approved. This town's a typical town. You know, if you take in, I've enjoyed it because I don't have political ambitions. But if you don't care about who gets the credit, you can do an awful lot in this town. And you let those people play their games up there. But our bill will be basically approved. It's got the basic ingredients. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed being with you.
Extra special thanks to the Secretary. He was on the Hill. He came rushing back in order to make this thing, so we appreciate it very much. That really concludes our program, except for one announcement, or perhaps two, yes. Yes, that was my one announcement. Yeah. Paul Weller and myself have approximately 75 or 100 copies of the President's remarks, so we will make them available to you, and for those of you that want them. I want to thank you all very much for being here this afternoon.